Thanks for tuning in to our Patreon exclusive bonus episode. Listeners like you are the reason we keep the show going. So thanks so much for your support. And enjoy this bonus interview as our thanks to you. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your wonderful support on Patreon. It is so, so, so much appreciated. I want to talk today about a group that has been in the news again, even though it was a group founded in 1958, so it hasn't existed in a long time. But still, it made news then, and it's continuing to make news now. It's called Synanon. And Synanon is this incredibly kind of benchmarky kind of group in that it was at the heart of so many ways that people learn to talk to each other, to do very aggressive kind of quote-unquote therapy with each other, to live with each other. The leader was a sociopath. And there are a lot of problems that people have had since leaving. But unfortunately, there have been a number of residential teen treatment places and other large group awareness trainings that have used some of their techniques, playing their own version of something called the game, which is this attack therapy, and is quite traumatizing. Synanon was founded in 1958 by Charles Diederich Sr. as a response to the exclusion of drug addicts from Alcoholics Anonymous. So he wanted to be able to take care of them. Initially, it was called Tender Loving Care, and it was later incorporated as the Synanon Foundation. The organization, which developed a successful business selling items, moved to larger facilities over time, including a beachside hotel in Santa Monica and a building in Oakland. I actually remember the hotel in Santa Monica. Synanon also welcomed professionals without drug addictions, including psychiatrist Daniel Castriel, who later founded Ariba and Daytop Village. Synanon was started by Charles, who was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And at the time of Synanon's founding, those suffering from drug addiction were not always welcome in AA because their issues were considered significantly different from those of alcoholics, even though we've talked on the show before, and I'll be happy to say it again, that most people who are labeled alcoholics in Alcoholics Anonymous are not alcoholics. Diederich, after taking LSD, decided to create his own program to respond to their needs, and he was said to have coined the phrase, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life." So, notice the irony already, that he started a place for people who had drug addiction after he took LSD and got the idea from being on an LSD trip. Okay? So, he was said to coin the phrase, "Today is the first day of the rest of your life," after his small group called Tender Loving Care gained a significant following. Diederich incorporated the organization into the Synanon Foundation in 1958. And so people don't really know why it was called Synanon. They try to think about maybe it was a combo of symposium and seminar. Not sure. But now it has a kind of nefarious association. It became a very successful enterprise, making about $10 million a year, especially from selling their promotional items. That's a lot of money at any time, but especially in the 1950s. And then they moved to their headquarters. And as the group grew, the leader, I think, also showed his true colors more and more. It acquired a large building that had been the home of the Athens Athletic Club in Oakland, California, and then transformed into a residential facility for Synanon members. And so even those without drug addictions were invited to join. There was then this very disturbing shift that took place. Thank you.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.